Do we have, is Josh and Doug online?
Yep.
Yes, they are.
Wonderful. And everyone got the packet from Mike on Friday?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I will call this meeting to order. First item of business is approving the minutes.
I looked at them. They look okay. I move adoption of the minutes. Doug.
I second.
Great. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah. Okay. Is there any discussion on that? Sorry, guys.
None for me.
Great. All right. Moving on to approval of the loans. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
Doug, I'll move adoption of the loans.
Okay. I'll second that.
Adoption of seven loans.
I'll second that. Rick, do you want to maybe run through the loans for discussion?
Sure. They're all pretty regular fare. A few fire trucks and some building repairs. One might be worth mentioning, and that is the Village of Marshall is financing land costs for a new apartment development there.
What does that mean?
They're buying the land. They're borrowing the money from us to buy the land, and they're going to provide that land to the developer. I do not know. I've got to call into them to find out whether or not they expect payment back from the developer at some point. Sometimes these are pass-through type situations where the developer just needs some additional financing for their project, but sometimes the project requires a little more investment by the village, and the village will actually donate or subsidize the loan.
So they might just give the land to this person to develop it.
That is right.
That's a big gift, $400,000. Wow.
I'm not certain if that's the way it's working, Doug. I can confirm with you later on. I've got to call into the village now, but they were busy this morning when I tried to confirm that. So if you would like, I can get back to you on that.
No, I guess if they want to give it away, that's their business, I suppose, as long as they agreed it in a democratic way. I noticed that in the one in Merrill, they're refinancing a loan from us.
That's actually going to become more frequent right now because interest rates have come down so far. But we expect an increase in the amount of loans that are being refinanced. We're hoping that we can do that ourselves on occasion, but some of our loans might be refinanced through the bond market or our bank debt. You know, interest rates, I was going to talk about this in a few minutes, but interest rates hit record lows again today, and the 10-year Treasury is below 1% for the first time in history. And so what that means is that our customers are going to be able to borrow money at a lower rate than they're currently paying on trust fund loans. Trust fund loans, you can prepay without penalty. And so a lot of them may take the opportunity to do that over the next year, over the next several months. So we'll have to keep a close eye on that.
This is Doug. Don't we have some rule they can't do that immediately? They have to wait a certain amount of time?
No, we only have one hurdle, Doug, preventing everybody from doing that all the time, and that is that we require them to borrow additional money. So if they're going to refinance through us, we require them to borrow an additional separate loan, in an amount equal to at least 25% of the amount that they're going to refinance. But that is the only hurdle that we have. We don't allow prepayments during the fall period when everybody's going through the levy process because that would just confuse matters. But between January 1st and the end of August, we allow prepayments with 30 days prior written notice.
Okay, thank you. I vote yes.
Any other questions for Rich? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, Sarah. Rick, Loans are approved. There's no old business. There's no new business. So, Rick, moving on to your report.
Okay. Well, it's been a really interesting week to watch my Bloomberg screen. Last week, equities dropped about 15% before the end of the week. And, you know, the way that we looked at that was as a buying opportunity because, you know, we're a permanent fund, and what we're looking for is a better price point to get into some of these assets. And so we exhausted our authority during the week, and we actually had a special investment committee meeting on Friday morning to provide some additional authority, and so we utilized that. After I was able to make that acquisition on Friday morning, the Dow rallied, and then again rallied on Monday, and you know, it was up again, you know, probably 1,500 points from the point that I was able to buy some stocks on Friday morning. This morning was also interesting. You know, the Dow, when I was looking at the screen, the Dow was down about 300, and then seconds later, it was at a plus 300 because the Fed had announced an emergency half a point rate cut, and the market immediately reacted. Now, I think that they probably, you know, I don't know if I should input too much of my opinion about how the Fed works, but the process didn't work, and the Dow is now down about 900 again. So I think that they were probably shooting blanks, and the Fed is a little less effective in a situation where a lower interest rate isn't really going to cause a big impact in the economy. In the meantime, you know, interest rates, like I had mentioned before, have hit record lows, and the issue there is, again, with the loan program. Our bonds portfolio is very strong. You know, we achieve a little bit over 4% coupon on our bond portfolio. We have some cash to take advantage of the market fluctuations, like I was mentioning. But the big risk that I see going forward in the next few months is with the loan portfolio. And, you know, we're going to probably talk about interest rates, in the short term here. The investment committee also approved last week an investment commitment of $30 million to a fund called the Blackstone Secured Loan Fund, which is a private lending fund that makes loans to small and middle market companies. It's a little bit higher risk than the munis and agencies that we have been investing in. It's very similar to a high yield bond fund, but the sponsors have an excellent track record. And these loans are well secured. We expect returns in the 8 to 10% range and or higher. And another great thing about it is that these are floating rate loans, and so we're not going to be impacted significantly when rates eventually turn a little bit higher. And so I think that, you know, one of the things we're going to have to do is probably accelerate our commitments to other assets, assuming that the loan portfolio is going to shrink a little bit over the next few months. That's all I got for today. Does anybody have any questions?
No.
That was a lot to swallow. So it's been a really crazy week in the investment market.
And I just want to say thanks, Rich. Doug and Josh, I just wanted to share, Rich has been actively moving forward in diversifying our asset classes, which is really important, especially when there's a potential for us to have a lot of cash on hand and continue to have cash on hand. So the sooner we can find great investment opportunities, it benefits the overall portfolio. And Rich has been doing a lot. So between managing more of these long-term opportunities to short-term opportunities with dips in the market, I think it's all come together quite nicely, especially over the last week, Rich. So thanks for all your work with that.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Rich.
Moving on to Tom's report.
Mine won't be anywhere near as exciting as Rich's. We completed in-person interviews of four final candidates for the office manager position, and two of those candidates were ultimately deemed qualified and currently conducting reference checks before making an offer. I met with a number of people at the Wisconsin Wetland Association Conference, and I was upfront with everyone about our desire to find advocates for conservation entities to acquire and preserve BCPL's wetland holdings. And at the conference, I discovered that the state is in the midst of updating its comprehensive plan for wetland mitigation and protection. And a number of people stepped forward to offer their assistance on this matter, and I'm currently scheduling follow-up meetings with those individuals. I'm optimistic that we're going to make some headway in terms of divesting from some of these unproductive wetlands that we own.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you. Wisconsin Venture Investors provided an update on our venture capital investment in their fund. They gave a quick summary of how all the companies that they invested in were doing. They've kept the valuations of most of those investments at the initial investment amount. However, the valuation of two of the investments was increased slightly, which increased the valuation of our investment in the fund. So we're up a little bit with that one. I met with Sarah and officials from WIDA to discuss the possibility of BCPL investing in some of WIDA's fixed income instruments. I thought it was a very good discussion, and we'll be getting together again to look at more concrete opportunities there. I met with U.S. Forest Service officials in Rhinelander last week to express our disappointment that the proposed exchange between our agencies was not progressing in a timely manner.
Sorry, Tom, can you hold on for 1 minute? Doug, can you put your phone on silent, please? Unmute.
Okay.
Doug, can you put your phone on mute, please?
I told him about our conversation.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
The important point is that I met with the Forest Service. I told them we were disappointed in the way things were going. But we had a productive discussion, and the Forest Service laid out their expected project timeline and the remaining challenges, and hopefully we'll be getting the they'll be putting out the appraisal for bids within the next couple of weeks, and the appraisal work should start before the end of our fiscal year.
Yes.
Yesterday, we hosted over 20 county registers of deeds for a tour of our land records archive, and the time I've been here, I don't think we've ever hosted such an engaged group of visitors. Finally, today, we met with an official from the Conservation Fund about facilitating some of our land bank transactions, and they may be able to help on both sides, both with facilitating the sale of our wetlands and also perhaps buying bigger blocks of timberland and holding it until we would have the funds to be able to consummate those purchases. So good stuff all the way through. That's the end of my report.
Thanks, Tom. And just a kind of question on timing for all of this. When could you see all this coming to fruition? Like by the end of the year, the next 24 months? Like what would that look like?
So when you say all of this, what's
sorry, that? Like the just the process with continuing to, as you noted, divesting from our wetlands.
I would say that to do a comprehensive divestment, we're talking 5 years probably, to take the initial steps of starting to move that stuff through these different programs that are out there. I would hope that would occur this year yet, but we're starting to utilize paths that have never been utilized before. So everyone's new to that dance, so it's going to take a little bit of effort to start rolling the ball up that hill.
And Tom, just out of curiosity, what would success look like for you by the end of this year? Like, what would be the ideal scenario, like, outcome?
By the end of this year? One sale of 500 acres of wetlands.
Okay.
Considering that we've gone 8 years with none.
I'll take 500 acres. That sounds great.
And that's the way I was approaching, and I thought what we've done in past years has not worked, and so we need to take a different approach. We need allies. We need to look at different avenues, and that's what we're starting to push here. And it looks like there are a lot of possibilities, but it's going to take some time to work out the kinks in it because we've never gone this path before.
Great. Well, I appreciate you traveling upstate and up north and kind of talking to some of these potential funds and land trusts as you we kind of look through the new ways of doing this. So.
Yeah. I'm hopeful that this is going to create a path that will have a lot of opportunities on it, but usually your first transaction on that path takes a little bit more heavy lifting. And once you can get the first one done and you get a reputation for being able to get across the finish line, the next ones are far easier, let's put it that way.
Well, it's just also identifying new partnership opportunities. And
right.
Building those relationships takes time, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was up at the Wetlands Association, there were a couple people that knew me when I walked in the door. But when I walked out, there were a lot of people that knew me because I was a pest. I made sure that I was clear about what we were looking for, the kind of help, the kind of advocacy, and what we were trying to achieve. And a lot of people bought into that vision, so that's good.
Great. Any, Doug or Josh, any questions for Tom?
None for me.
And then I will be short with my report since Rich kind of talked about a lot that's been going on with the investment committee, but we have been busy looking at different opportunities for investment and whether that's in real estate or in other debt opportunities. And so I think we'll continue to keep the board apprised of what those opportunities that look like they could be moving forward can be. And then we have started to hopefully in the very near future, bring an updated investment policy statement that we've been working on. So I think that together we've been doing some really good work and excited to share what we come up with regards to the investment policy with the board. So that is my update. Anything for future agenda items?
Nothing for me.
Nope, everything's good.
All right. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will do so. Doug adjourns.
I will second that. All those in favor of adjournment say aye.
Aye.
Aye, Josh.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for a great call. Have a good
week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Call back.